Are we stimulated yet?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, President Obama's top economic advisor will give an update on the Recovery Act Congress passed earlier this year. Reporter Tamara Keith looks into that hot potato question, is the stimulus package working?
Depending on who you ask, the stimulus package is either a jobs-creating success or it's a royal failure, a bloated waste of taxpayer dollars. But economist Lakshman Achuthan says not so fast.
We don't know yet.
Achuthan heads the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He says the question of whether the stimulus is working assumes most of the money is already out in the economy.
The bulk of government spending checks to be written from the stimulus package have yet to be spent.
So far, administration officials say roughly $100 billion have gone out. That's about an eighth of the money in the stimulus package. Achuthan says the remaining stimulus money will probably help reinforce an economic recovery that seems to be starting on its own. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Stocks have been pointing toward recovery lately. And that continues this morning with European stocks mostly higher. Central banks there are expected to keep interest rates low today. Asian shares were mostly up. Japanese car makers were strong there. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 lost 0.3% after some unimpressive economic data. The Nasdaq lost almost a full percent. The Dow lost 39 points and closed at 9,280. In South Korea, a dramatic two-month-long strike at a Korean automaker seems to have ended in the last few hours. Workers there had been protesting massive layoffs by occupying a factory full of flammable paint thinner. Police were not allowing food or doctors into that building. Our Asia correspondent is Scott Tong. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Bill.
How close did this get to a really violent ending?
Yesterday, the clashes seemed the most violent in this strike. The workers who were holed up in one of the factories fired catapults and firebombs toward the authorities. They painted on the wall of the building that they occupied, quote, "If you're not going to talk, kill us all." On the other side, you had the police forces rappelling from the choppers and dropping liquefied tear gas on some of the protesters.
Yeah, how did the standoff finally end?
We have an announcement from the company today that the strike is over, and the company says that it will lay off fewer workers than it had proposed before. The company says about half of the workers that were still unhappy are going to be kept on. And in a sign that the market likes this, the shares of the automaker SsangYong were up 15% today in Korea.
What does this one violent labor dispute say about the larger auto industry?
Well, this particular dispute goes back to an acquisition that went sour involving a Chinese company that bought 50% of this company. What is happening is every single company is thinking about how it can go global. The ideal company needs to have low cost, which is to have a presence in China. It needs to have technology and management, which the U.S. automakers have an advantage in. And it has to be strong in making small autos, which the Japanese and the Koreans and the Europeans are better at. So each of these companies is trying to join forces with another global company. And these things are hard to work out. And in this case, you have violent strikes as a result.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Shanghai. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, Bill. You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
With the state of California billions of dollars in the hole, programs and services are getting slashed everywhere. In the middle of all that, one Los Angeles program has actually expanded. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to Summer Night Lights.
2 years ago, the Jim Gilliam Park was gang territory. But now it serves the whole community. DJs play music, teens play soccer, cooks pass out free meals.
It's like a chicken sandwich, like sloppy joe but chicken. It's very good.
Summer Night Lights keeps parks open until midnight and keeps kids off the streets. But it's about more than recreation. It also provides jobs and training for about 160 older teens who might otherwise be drawn to gangs. Guillermo Cespedes oversees Summer Night Lights, which includes 16 parks.
Some of the training is mindset training. There's financial literacy. We help them open up a bank account.
Teens earn about $3,500 for the summer. The program teaches guys like 18-year-old Matthew Hill to use the money wisely.
We're not used to getting paid like $500 at one time. It come quick, so, you know, we might just spend it real quick, but it teaches how to like the saving and open up bank accounts and like do different things with our money.
The program is funded by a public-private partnership. It costs about $175,000 for each park. I recently toured the Jim Gilliam Park with L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
This program last year helped to reduce the violence in the summer dramatically.
Overall, the murder rate dropped 86% in communities around these parks. And at this one in particular,
there were 6 homicides around this park the year before. Last year, there were 0.
The program saves lives and money. A murder investigation typically costs the city more than $1 million, 5 times what it costs to run the program at a park all summer. Violence also drives businesses away. Steve Zipperman is a Los Angeles police officer.
This homicide has caused concern for this store over here who decides maybe I'll shut my doors.
Summer Night Lights runs through Labor Day. If he can raise the money, the mayor plans to expand the program to more parks next summer. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, when a Seattle postal worker deposited a $200,000 check in his wife's bank account, he told her they had won the lottery. Now, that would be a very romantic, feel-good story about a happy couple. Unfortunately, the carrier was charged this week with stealing business checks from his routes. Prosecutors did say, though, he altered the payee on some of the checks to include his wife's name and then endorsed the checks by forging her name on the back. So at least he was thinking about her. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.